Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Mighty Rock. It's F It Friday starring DJ and Migs. Mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Avenue East. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Avenue East. You want to find out how to get their music? Steve will let you know.
Well, a couple years ago, I put out a great EP called Goodnight Man, and actually today, brand new EP, it's out. It's called Ace and Indigo, so check that out from Avenue East.
You can get more info on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, and you can get more local music Sunday nights right here on The Rock. We do it at 8 o'clock. It's a show called Loud and Local. Great Pacific Northwest music. Bands like Avenue East. And we've made it. It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Somewhere in Disney World or Disneyland. Daddy's jumping.
Yeah. He better be.
Right?
Or he's failed us as a human.
Whoa.
Partying, 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 partying. Fun, 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 fun.
Happy Friday, everyone, and you don't have to be in SoCal and Disneyland to get some beautiful sun this weekend.
Yeah, that's
so,
for sure.
So go out there and put on sunscreen so you don't get burnt.
Very much so.
Yeah, I mean, usually something like this would be like going maybe on like a river ride or something like that, kind of doing a float down the river. And yeah, make sure to reapply as well. Speaking as a very pale man, you do not want to get sunburnt on a day like these. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Steve in Kirkland.
Thank you.
Steve, are you there?
I'm absolutely here. How are you guys doing this morning?
Oh, it's our boy Steve.
Oh, is this Steve the guy that works in the rock and roll industry with taking pictures?
That's the one.
Oh, look at that. Look at that
your sunscreen on.
Look how excited I get.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Steve and Kirkland will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Steve, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir, I am.
Which British show starring Ricky Gervais had its own version in the U.S. starring Steve Carell?
The Office.
Yes. A Twitcher is the name for someone who watches what type of animal?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Adele was born in which U.K. city?
London.
Yes. In what decade of the 20th century did Bangladesh become independent from Pakistan?
Okay. 2000.
No.
2000.
No.
2015.
No. Anthony Bourdain was known for his TV show Know What?
Pass.
What was the original area code for Seattle?
425.
No.
206.
Yes. What is the only nation that shares a land border with Vatican City?
Italy.
Yes. Which star of Cheers also starred in the TV show Veronica's Closet?
Man. Sorry.
Wow. That's a no on that one. Four correct.
We got to get that guy some Metamucil, I think is what we got to do.
Yeah.
It's just a question that you just can't. It's just like, are you serious? How can I answer so many of them when I'm not on with you guys? And then
not get them when you're out here.
That's how it is, man.
Those are those frustrating grunts right there.
The ticking clock, man.
I thought it would come out but it didn't. Yeah.
Surprised something didn't come out there.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I got to peek into the private life.
Well, uh-oh. We'll see if this Steve, our Steve, grunts as much as this guy.
Oh,
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
What British show starring Ricky Gervais had its own version in the U.S. starring Steve Carell?
The Office.
Yes. A twitcher is the name for someone who watches what type of animal?
A twitcher. A kangaroo.
No.
Bird.
Yes. Nice. Adele was born in which UK city?
London.
Yes. In what decade of the 20th century did Bangladesh become independent from Pakistan?
Decade. 90s?
No.
70s.
Yes. Anthony Bourdain was known for his TV show Know What?
Reservations.
Yes. What was the original area code for Seattle?
206?
Yes. What is the only nation that shares a land border with Vatican City?
Take me down.
Italy.
Yes. Which star of Cheers also starred in the TV show Veronica's Closet?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Woody Harrelson.
No.
Kirstie Alley.
Yes.
That's it.
Who was the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Amelia Earhart.
No.
Edgar.
Edgar, no.
Right.
Edgar Wright, no.
Yeah.
Or Edgar Wright, that works too.
Crocodile Dundee.
No. Some good answers there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. You win 8-4.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Yeah.
Good, you rock.
Yeah.
So do you.
Yeah. You rock, man. That was awesome.
Hey, what do you got planned this weekend, Steve?
Oh, gosh.
I'm actually headed to Bill Burr tonight.
Oh, cool. He's playing at the White River Amphitheater.
What else do we got going here? We got the Black Crowes on the 19th, and God, there's so much. I'm just lit. But I'll tell you what, something I didn't get to tell you guys last time we spoke, and that is that I will be bringing you some serious swag at Payton.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, we got the big fat VIP package a little bit, and I thought I'd bring you guys some cool stuff. And I'm putting together a little thing with Kelly over here at the skating rink. We're gonna have a little fun and take some pictures so he can send them to Steve. So
I hope they're bourgeois awesome pictures.
You asked for it.
We're gonna throw a bearskin rug, out there on the ice.
Attaboy.
Oh, nice. If it's a dude, it's called Dudoir or Brodoir.
Brodoir.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, after my mom's friends in California, they were caterers to the Stars, and we used to go stay with them over there on Crescent Heights Boulevard, and they had a picture of Burt Reynolds. You know, the Cosmo. When you're a young kid and you see that, you know, things are never the same. Plus, they told me that he wore a hairpiece.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. Downstairs, yes.
That's right. American downstairs.
No.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Hey, Steve, say hi to Kel for me. He's awesome dude.
Yeah, cool story, Steve.
He's doing the Lord's work hanging with you.
Yeah, he is.
I'm kidding.
Hey, he's sending us a care package. Don't forget, a lot of us are large and extra large. Thank you. There we go. I was worried about that one.
Don't worry about that. He doesn't need to do that.
Steve's story almost gave way for the Steve Vickery song.
Oh, I wouldn't forget. My finger was on that button.
All right, then. Does anybody happen to know the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean?
Was it Lindbergh?
Yeah, Charles Lindbergh.
Charles Lindbergh, yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hey, you know, listen, I learned something in school. That's all. That's not much, but something.
Well, congratulations, Steve, on your win.
Oh, good job, Stevie.
Thank you.
It is time, though, now for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on the Rock.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, you got something to say? This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. What would you like to say? Well, whatever it is, make sure you follow Steve's rule.
It's a simple rule. BJ, show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you will be gone, and then we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. James in Fife, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, James. Super Welcome duper. To the show. What you got for us?
So, you guys have been talking about The Rock because I know how much you love him, BJ. I was just curious if Steve or any of you have heard the song Face Off with him in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible. I just thought it'd be great to show.
That's the one where he raps.
Yeah, it got real big on TikTok.
It's all about this.
Oh, yeah. It was a trend or whatever. Everyone plays it when they're trying to do something badass.
Yep. And shockingly, BJ, he does mention Taramana Tequila, I believe, in the song.
Of course he does. Yeah, of course he does.
No, that's what I was going to say. At the end, he takes a giant swig and says, thank you, Taramana.
Yeah. He's a smart businessman.
Yeah, he is.
And I still love the guy. It bothers me that BJ hates my friend as much as he does.
Aww. Yeah, first of all, he's not your friend. Second of all,
in my world, he is.
Yeah, well, you know, you live in a crazy world. Well, thanks, James. Thanks for bringing that up. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
And we met once, and he liked my tattoos.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, take it easy, James. There you go. The Rock. So he died. I
love how you don't like him. Like other celebrities, like we don't like because they do douchey things. Like they're like jerks, or they've done questionable things in their lives. So you're like, I don't know if I like this guy, or they're just like arrogant a holes. You don't like The Rock because he's charitable.
I don't like The Rock because I think it does borderline douchey on how he humble brags. It's borderline douchey. I can't take away the fact that he's made people happy, mostly in his own family. And, you know. And
all those kids he hooked up with special needs, yeah, and he got them nice Xboxes thing, that were,
right?
the controllers were so that they could use it.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes it's like, hey, look at how great I am. That's really, you know, this is what I get. The vibe is I'm pretty great. I'm really starting to be on Team Vin Diesel, which is hard to believe.
I don't know, man. Kevin Hart and him are friends. Kevin seems to be a good judge of character.
Well, I don't know. Kevin's had his moments, too. so I'm not too sure, you know. I mean,
I only bring up Kevin Hart because this morning I watched the Cold as Balls.
Yeah.
I watched his episode with DK Metcalf.
Oh, really?
New episode.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Anything that you got? Any takeaways from DK on that? Is he still on the team?
He's still on the team. Right. He is. He's got a great sense of humor. He kept cracking jokes at Kevin Hart because at one point Kevin's like, "How old were you? How tall were you in high school?" He's like, "I was like," or when you were like 12, he's like, "I was like 5'5". And Kevin's like, 5'5"? He's like, "I know you haven't hit that height yet." I was
Nice job, DK.
Love it.
No, it was fun. It's a good episode. You don't get any, like, you don't walk away with like any nuggets of information, like, other than DK seems like a good dude.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, DK definitely has arrived. You know, when you get to be on a show like that, it means that, okay, you're one of the people in your sport that people are noticing, which is cool. I mean, it's nice that because we lost one of our big guys that used to really bring a lot of attention to Seattle. We've lost a lot of them, actually. But DK is at least, you know, all right. He's somebody.
Hey, somebody's going to get paid probably pretty soon, too.
I know. I really, I hope we're the ones paying him, that in fact we find out that he is going to be a really good, wide receiver for whatever quarterback we get in there. Mm-hmm. I get a little worried about DK not, you know, catching the ball sometimes. Hopefully that doesn't happen.
They did talk a little bit about Russell Wilson, and like they were joking, like, yeah, when you first met Russ, did you think he was just a giant phony, how nice he is? He's like, yeah, I did. Like, he was kind of like laughing about it. He's like, but he is just a good dude.
Well, that's nice to hear. Actually, no, it's not. I'm still a bitter ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I still want to like, drive over a puddle when I'm near Russell Wilson and have a splash.
Yeah, sorry. I don't care how nice
that guy is. Let's ride, wet boy.
Wet boy. Wow, that's I think, a new catchphrase we have to keep going.
That's his nickname, the wet boy, Russell
Wilson. Wet boy, Russell Wilson. Wet boy, let's ride.
All right, okay. Well, we're talking about Hawks. Someone texted in and just said, hey, Baker Mayfield, yay or nay? Supposedly the Hawks are interested in him, and I don't know if I care or not. LOL.
I'm telling you, I don't want somebody else's problem. Granted, I'm not close enough to the sport to know.
Someone would have said that about Marshawn Lynch when they made the big trade to get Marshawn. He was a problem, and look what Pete did.
Well, no, the problem meaning that he's not good. Marshawn Lynch, I don't think, was ever not good. He just had, had some issues.
When he was healthy, took his team to the playoffs. No other Browns quarterback can say that recently.
Right? I'm a little worried about the fact that, injuries, Steve, you very rarely get better as you get older. So I think we'll have to give up a lot. Well, maybe not. Maybe there'll be a time where he'll come to us because nobody will give him anything.
I suppose
we can get him for the right price. Is he a fit, though? See, I don't know. You know, Mitch is the guy that can answer the question. Well, whoever we have running our offense, you know, Jimmy the offense guy, is he somebody?
Sean McVay is Jimmy the offense guy.
I forgot his name. Does Sean want Baker Mayfield? If Sean wants Baker Mayfield, then I'm like, all right, then at least the guy that running the offense, you know, thinks that he'd be a good fit.
That's where I'm at. Like, if whatever they go with, like, I got to have faith that they're going to get the guy that they feel makes most sense for that offense. I don't think they're going to make a trade for Baker Mayfield. I think if anything, it's going to be he's going to get released, which I don't know if that's going to happen, but he'll get released and then the Seahawks will pick him up for hopefully a massively discounted rate. Cause I don't think you want to spend a ton of cash on someone like him. No different than Jimmy Garoppolo, who's another guy people get talking about. And same thing. It's like, if you could get him for a discounted rate, why not give those guys a shot? Sometimes go to a new place, second chances, Pete Carroll with the way that he is and the type of offense that he wants. I'm not opposed to it. But that all being said, I'm still a man that loves Drew Lock. I've been a fan of Drew Lock since the moment we got him. And I'm never going to give that
up. You're locked on Lock.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I know. I really don't have any interest at all. I want to see how our team is defensively, because this is Pete's dream. Pete wanted to be a defensive minded dude. He's always been that way. All right, Pete, put together a great defense and I will forget the offense. I mean, if we, you know, I know he wants a running back and great defense. That's all Pete wants. Okay.
But he still wants a quarterback that has some explosive plays. That's always been his thing as well. Like, obviously, you don't want a guy throwing a bunch of times and getting a bunch of interceptions, but he still wants, I mean, basically wants Russell Wilson. Like, Russell was younger.
Yeah, he's never going to get that, because that was a great value. How many times has that happened in your life? You get somebody of Russell Wilson's caliber to come along that nobody knows about and get him at such a discounted rate. I mean, you know, who are you going to find like that? Also with the mobility, that's the other thing, the great mobility, so that even if your offensive line was a bit lacking, it didn't matter because Russell could run around.
But let's talk about the intangibles with these guys, BJ. So you got Baker Mayfield, who likes to take pictures with tigers. That's cool.
Right. That's a good point.
And then you got Jimmy Garoppolo, who has dated or quote unquote dated some porn stars. Equally as cool.
Okay, you know, if we're going to bring
those
that
are the
into
intangibles.
Account,
they're in, they are. It's important. Yeah,
they're surely much more interesting than Russell Wilson in that respect.
Right.
You want? Yeah. Because
Tiger.
What did he ever do?
Well, porn stars.
See, now I want Tiger King at this point. I'm
all
in.
Right.
Let's
okay,
Baker.
So you're
going
to get Baker Mayfield, Tiger King.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as we don't got to give up a lot. I don't want to give up a lot for anybody.
I don't think they're going to give up a lot. That's the thing. If they were, they would have already done it, BJ.
Yeah,
if they were going to give up a lot, they would have already made this trade for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I think it's a game of we'll take him when you guys give up and realize no one else wants him.
I feel like we'll pay money for him. We'll give you some money, but you still pay some of his salary. That's all. You give us, you know what, we give you nothing except that.
Well, yeah, because they would have made that trade by now if they really were like that gung-ho for him.
The Seahawks will take your leftovers.
Yeah, we'll take him when no one else wants him.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And I feel like...
Are you going to use him? No, okay, we'll use him.
But I do feel like that's every NFL team strategy right now with Baker Mayfield, isn't it?
It's a massive waiting game. It's a game of chicken.
Yeah.
Who's gonna buckle?
And I can't blame any NFL team when you think about it, because the guy has, you know, been injured, and it's not like he's a super, superstar guy that, I mean, you know, maybe he showed some promise, like you said, but I don't know. You think people would be jumping at him, and you think Cleveland would have kept him, you know, and made him their guy.
Yeah, they're all on board for a guy who might not even play a game for them. I mean,
how insane is that?
That's the crazy that he might get suspended. Like, you don't know what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson.
Maybe that's why Baker is maybe not going to go anywhere. Maybe they need to keep him in case Watson doesn't play.
But what if Baker's like, I don't want to play with you guys anymore because you guys did me dirty? And
that's
he put out that letter saying goodbye, basically. And
yeah.
I mean, how do you feel?
It's quite, and Cleveland does not have a track record of knowing how to put together a good football team. That's
but
for sure.
But they're like the Seattle Mariners of football.
They really are. Though I think at least, I think even the Browns have been to the playoffs more in the
they
last
have.
Number. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's, and this Mariners season is not looking promising. I'm really, really worried about this Mariners team. I'm hoping the All-Star break, they catch fire and do like some teams do where they just go crazy at the second half of the season and get a playoff spot.
They're undefeated in the summer. That's all that matters.
Yeah, you know what? You are looking at it like that way. I got to grasp onto something. I'll grasp onto that.
They beat the, like, what, the worst
Shush.
Team?
Shush.
Yeah.
Like,
Shush.
Ever?
We're seven games
well,
back
we were
the
close
wild
to being
card.
Just as worse as them, and I know that's bad English, but that's as good as it's going to get from me.
Yeah, they got a huge hill to climb, though, because, man, there's just some talented teams fighting for the wild card right now, and... granted, it is still early, but the Mariners have got to hit the ball, or they've got to score runs. They got to find a way to get those runs across the plate.
They have pitchers throw balls that are nowhere near the catcher, and they will score.
So what you're saying is they've got to get that reliever for the
Puck.
A's just to come to every team.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Puck, you know what you got to do.
You need to pitch for every team.
Can we sign him for every team? Team we play? Is there any way you could do that?
Yeah, I think if you pay a salary, why not, right?
Yeah,
that's how it works.
I would pay a salary if he would pitch for every other team. That's a fact.
Not all of us were worth $16 million, BJ. I can't pay a salary.
Did you make $16 million?
No, BJ did.
No, I'm down to $1 million. You know what happened, man.
Are you still down to that?
Yeah, you can check the net worth thing, but I've lost a lot of money over the last month. It's not been good.
You need to see Todd Peach and get your finances.
Yeah,
in
you're
order.
Holding steady right now at 1.2 million.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're
I think
still
last
in the seven
time was
figures.
Like 1.8. So you're.
That's
you're,
not good.
I got a feeling by Monday you're going to be over 7 mil.
But you know what's so bizarre with that? is I think my house is at least worth more than that.
They don't even. So
I like how now you're getting a little butthurt about
this. I am getting butthurt. It's like, because does your house count as your net worth?
I would imagine everything
it should.
Counts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think really, basically, a trash can on Mercer Island is worth about $1.8 million. So you're why? Right, I mean, come on, man. Really? I don't like this set. I liked it better when they had me at $16 million. I felt like a somebody. This sucks. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, hey, any of you guys seen that new Beavis and Butthead movie yet? I thought it was hilarious.
Wait, it's already out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's on
crap.
Paramount Plus. Sorry, guys, if you don't have Paramount Plus. I did see it.
I do, yeah.
Dude, you did? How crazy is this? I mean, it was very good. How crazy is this? It's getting, like, amazing reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You know, I mean, I'm surprised but not surprised. Surprised because it's Beavis and Butthead, and it's meant to be juvenile and lowbrow and all that. But not surprised because Mike Judge is a brilliant comedic writer. Like, why wouldn't it be great?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but there is just some really fun scenes.
Are there any wiener jokes?
I mean, really?
I saw the trailer, and it's a rocket ship. But I was like, okay, that's the ultimate wiener joke.
Nice. It is totally those guys being those guys. There's a couple of characters that show up that are so awesome. I won't tell you who they are, but they show up, and it put a smile on my face. And when you talk about how Mike Judge, you know, I write stuff really well. These two characters were very, very well written. I got such a, I really did enjoy them. Tig Notaro does a voice a little bit on there. Me. And I love that. I love Tig Notaro a lot. So I was happy to hear her on there. I think the dude that was in Boston Public as the principal, Che McBride. I think
I remember him.
Yeah, he's in it.
He's awesome.
Yeah, so they got some good voice actors, and I'm forgetting everybody they have in there. But it was it's a good story. It's
Gary Cole and Stephen Root.
That's it. Gary Cole and Stephen Root. Dude. Well, Stephen Root, you know, is going to be in everything that Mike Judge does.
Gosh, over 30 reviews from the critics, and it's got 97% and a 91% audience score.
Yeah, it's
which is higher than Beavis and Butthead to America, the original film, which got like 71%.
That seems mind-boggling for anything Beavis and Butthead.
Like, but it's really, you know, honestly, you know, it's the premise is stupid, yet really funny at how they take the entire premise through the whole movie. I thought, how long are they going to be able to take this premise of the movie? And I'm like, my God, they're really doing it. They're taking it through the whole movie and it's actually working. And I was very impressed.
I do love on the Rotten Tomatoes, the critics' consensus, fart knockers, beware. Beavis and Butthead are back and they're just as stupidly hilarious or hilariously stupid as ever.
I love that word,
fart knockers. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. It's everything you remember from Beavis and Butthead from back in the day. It's like they haven't missed a beat from back in the day.
I might have to do a quick subscription to Paramount Plus for their trial.
I know.
Well, there's a lot of great shows on there.
I don't care about Star Trek. I mean, I'm just...
Oh, wow. You know what? You should... What if your wife was actually, like, she watched an episode and loved Star Trek? You never even gave it a shot.
I'm willing to put money down that that's not going to happen.
All right. Well, you know what? I might want to... I'd love to try to make it happen.
We just try to watch a show. And
oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a reality show, but we're like, you know, I read about the premise. It's the... Oh, man, it's like the snowflake competition on...
Oh, I heard about this, yeah, where they got a lot... Yeah, Snowflake Mountain, I think it's called?
Snowflake Mountain on Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
They take a bunch of, like, kind of privileged, entitled kids that are, you know, kids, I mean, like, people in their 20s.
Like Gen Zs, I think, probably, yeah.
That have, like, you know, they feel like they've been just kind of handed, like, a silver spoon in their mouth, in a sense, and that are, like, easily offended, but they're just kind of, like... annoying D-bags, a lot of them, not all of them, but, and put them into like almost like a survivor type situation. And the premise is great. The show itself, at least the first couple episodes, not so much.
Oh, didn't do it.
I wouldn't waste.
Oh, wow. I am, because I really, the premise, because the kids don't know, right, Steve? From what I understand?
They kind of duped into it.
Yeah. There's a couple fun moments, but there's a lot of, like, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Oh, wow.
And on top of it, it's just, I mean, if you're just looking for something to play on your phone while something's making noise in the background, this is your show. Because that's kind of what it became.
Yeah, it's not my show. That one,
right. Yeah, it's not my show. There's too much on to watch.
No, there's so much more, man.
Yeah, on paper, it seemed like a way cooler idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone's going to be like, oh, I think it's the greatest show ever. But for me personally, I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously it's great. It's for us older generation people, right? The folks that watch Survivor back in the day who complain about snowflakes. That seems to be the target audience.
Yeah.
You know, and well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. I'd rather watch alone because that's like, you know, the survivalists going out there trying to survive and by themselves, and they all go bat as crazy. It is amazing to see what happens when you live by yourself with no other human beings around you, and let alone you've got to go fend for yourself, which they all know how to do. But, you know, the idea that you're by yourself is usually what breaks these people, is that they just can't stay away from their loved ones that long. And they thought they could. So that's a show for me. And that's, I think, on the Learning Channel or History Channel, maybe the History Channel. That's called Alone. That's a better survival show to watch, if you ask me. And so they got a new season going on right now.
So today, a fun fact about Mike Judge, did you know that he sold the rights to Beavis and Butthead for $18,000, but he was later able to renegotiate a 50-50 deal back after it became successful?
Oh, I did not know that. Wow.
That's nice of, I guess, MTV at that point.
Yeah.
Well, think about it, though. He was the guy behind it. And
they're probably like, we need you.
Yeah, if he's just like, all right, if you know, guess what? I'm not going to do anything. I'm like, right. Yeah, all right, here's 50-50.
Right. I mean, hey, have fun with that product, that brand that you have no talent to be able to pull it together. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, you know, not everybody, and I think that was Viacom back in the day.
Yep.
And, you know, if you remember Ren and Stimpy, John Chris Faluci, the creator of Ren and Stimpy, did not have a lot of great things to say about that company. Not at all.
So he said, hey, since you guys are talking about Beavis and Butthead, can Vicky please do Spanish Beavis?
Oh,
yeah!
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yo estoy orgullo. Estoy buscando papelito amarillo para limpiar mi traserillo.
I really need to. I need to watch the movie, and hopefully, it's in Spanish and it sounds just like how I remembered it.
I bet you can get it in Spanish.
Yeah, definitely.
Vicky. You should volunteer to be Beavis.
And
for the Spanish
for the voiceovers and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Not even Beavis, just Cornholio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you'd have a lot to do.
Cornholio. I need for my bunghole.
Let me just say this. Cornholio is pretty epic in the movie.
I'm glad they were able to negotiate Cornholio into the film.
Cornholio does not disappoint. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, man.
He does not disappoint.
Oh, man. It is.
Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha. Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, it's really, really well done. And I think I just want it to be a surprise for everybody, because as we've watched the Beavis and Butthead movies, we've seen them, you know, pretty much in a, like, well, all right, here we are. It's the year 2022, whatever year they do the movie. Mm-hmm. So they haven't aged, huh? I love what they did with this movie is all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah, I love what they did with this. So, and it's, I mean, it really is. I mean, it is so good. So again, it's on Paramount Plus. Another reason to get Paramount Plus, though, if you're loving the Halo, you're loving the Star Trek, you're loving the Beavis and Butthead. Also, South Park's new movie is on there. Paramount's just starting to tell you, here are all of our heavy hitters. You need to get us.
So it's Paramount Plus. Hey, Megs, your picture of you as a crossing guard legit made my entire day. I was having a rough morning and saw that stupid picture of you and couldn't stop laughing. See, that's what I'm here for, everybody.
Dude,
it is
another
amazing.
Person said, hey, don't let them clown you, Steve. I could hear the pride in your voice, and it makes my day. Steve is a fellow former elementary school crossing guard. I'm still proud. I love that there's other rockaholics that know my struggle of being a crossing guard. As a kid, I'm not currently one.
Yeah,
they stripped me of my title.
Who knew you were a geek? Geeks existed.
Have you listened to me? I mean, this is a little bit more like a dork sort of thing.
Thank you, Rev.
Maybe so.
Thank you.
You're right, Rev. That's the thing. And we should have got together. Us geeks didn't always get together with the dorks. You're right.
Someone said, speaking of which, someone, Steve from Edmonds, said, I know it's silly, but I'm most proud of when I was a kid, when I became a dungeon master.
Rock
oh,
on.
That's cool. Wait, well, what kind? We don't know. I'm assuming he means Dungeons and Dragons, but then there's Vicky's kind of Dungeon Masters.
Well, he's a kid.
I don't know. That's why I asked. I don't know what's going on in the world.
I call you Nimrod, but I was like, I feel like I need something even worse than that.
Yeah. Well, you say that, but I mean, I'm just saying, you don't know what the kids are into today. All right, fine. Congratulations, DM.
It's hard to be a dungeon master, by the way.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, you're the person who's responsible for everyone's entertainment, and then you always get some jackknob who wants to argue the rules with you.
Well, now I don't know who that would
BJ
be.
BJ Shea.
Yeah.
It sounds like being like a general manager of a fantasy football team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Straight up. Yeah.
That's like, so funny.
Yeah. Fantasy football is just for sports people. It's the D&D for sports people.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's but you know what? When someone who is a good DM, usually if they've got a theatrical background, I have a buddy Miguel who I game with, and he takes pride in it. I think he's been doing it for like decades. He's been running a D&D game D&D campaign for that long, and maybe it's changed over the while. But
does he get paid for this, or is
he just takes
passion?
Great? It's his passion. He loves it, and he loves being the DM. It's his way of socializing.
And there are some people who do get paid to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can be a paid DM just to, you know, some people don't have that friend who's willing to do that, and some people, you know, it's not lucrative, but at least you get a little cheese.
Something
for it.
To make it worth your time and dealing with all of you angry nerds.
You know it. All right, we have a big question that needs to be answered right now. What do Ryan Castle and Netflix have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
Castle and Netflix have in common?
Streaming service.
Yeah,
it comes with the gold package.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. That's what we're... You know what? That's what I want. That's Ryan Castle Plus.
I like that. Some people are having some fun with some of the shows. One person says, both do Stranger Things to Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, both are God's favorite idiot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, it's, her and her husband are doing that show together.
And Steve will fall asleep with both turned on.
Oh,
wow. Okay. I mean, it eventually tells me, do you want to keep watching this?
Yeah. Okay.
I've gone to bed disappointed on many occasions.
I'm sorry, dude. That's why we're not doing Pendergrass at the Gorge anymore, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, on July 8th, guess what Netflix is dropping? A new show called How to Build a Sex Room.
Oh, PJ, you had the sex swing, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, it was a failure. Yeah. I needed interior design.
I don't think it was the swing's fault.
Okay, you know what? This interior designer, Melanie Rose, who's described by one of her clients as the Mary Poppins of sex rooms, which that I don't even know what to make of that.
Well, they both use umbrellas.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to see exactly how to do a sex room. And Melanie's going to set you all up for that, I guess. That's on July 8th.
I'd like to see how she does the chimney sweep.
Ryan Castle, you don't need a sex room. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Biggs, play of the day.
Because Sarah was not a great student either, but then when she had to go to private school, she ended up getting the President's Award from President Obama. Wow. And her friends, they were like, how did you, Sarah, you were the dumbest of all of us, how did you get the President's Award? Well, I mean, that's pretty much what they asked her, and they still to this day. And I'm so proud of that award.
I mean, after he sent it, he did say this.
I made bad choices. I got high.
Yeah, I think he had to be, Steve, honestly.
That's just how white folks will do you.
BJ and Migs mornings on The Rock 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.